Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo is sued over his directive to force Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni to reinstate suspended Town Clerk Tendai Mahachi.
We say the mayor, we have followed every procedure that is supposed to be followed when you suspend the Town Clerk. We now leave it to the residents of Harare. We now leave it to the government to see whether this thing was done properly.
On the other hand, Harare's MDCT-dominated Harare City Council has set up a committee to investigate the suspended Mahachi and related issues as residents prepare to stand their ground on the matter.
And in Mashingo, 600 families are in urgent need of assistance and evacuation following the partial collapse of the Tokwemkosi Dam wall due to continuing heavy rains.
Harare City Councillors today established an ad hoc committee that has been tasked to appoint a team of what the local authority is calling forensic auditors to investigate a suspended Town Clerk Tendai Mahachi. Mahachi was suspended last week for allegedly refusing to disclose to the mayor how much senior managers were being paid by the city. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
The councillors unanimously agreed to uphold the decision by the city's mayor, Bernard Manyenyeni, to suspend Town Clerk Tendai Mahachi on charges of insubordination following his refusal to furnish council with documents relating to the salaries and perks of senior managers at townhouse. One of the councillors, Panganai Charumbira, told VOA after the special council meeting that the city fathers unanimously ignored local government minister Ignatius Chombo's directive that Mahachi be reinstated to his position with immediate effect.
Yes, the city of Harare full council was endorsing the decision taken by the mayor, Bernard Manyenyeni, to suspend the town clerk. We have upheld that decision and we've actually added another resolution to engage forensic audit within 7 days.
After the endorsement of the mayor's decision, councillors then set up an ad hoc committee mandated to appoint a team of forensic auditors within 7 days to investigate Mahachi.
We are not too sure, but all we are just doing is we've assembled a team of about 4 people, the mayor himself, the deputy mayor, the chairman of the audit committee, and the acting chairman of finance, to come up with a team of external auditors in terms of reference of their operations. I think this should be done within 7 days.
ZANU-PF councillors suggested that their party councillors in the August House be included in the committee, but this was shot down by the majority of MDCT councillors, who also got the backing of Mayor Manyenyeni.
I think the prevailing thought is that we have accepted we're all in it together without the labels of the political animals that sent us here. Okay, so I think let's keep the team united, otherwise we'll always be asking to let's get from this part. So I think let's stick to the original four by position: mayor, deputy mayor, chairman of audit, and deputy chairman of finance, who's currently acting.
Meanwhile, two other councillors today took oath of office before the business of the day began. These are Councillor Tungamirai Madzokere of the MDCT, who spent over 2 years in jail on allegations of murdering a senior police officer in Glenview Suburb in 2011, and Councillor Zinyemba, who won the right to represent Mbare a townhouse on a ZANU-PF ticket following last month's council by-elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.